Visitors to historic Jamestown can now take a tour called First Africans, which recognizes the time and place that slavery came to what is now the United States. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says it fits into a larger effort to tell the full story of slavery in America.
This story is by Ben Finley, a reporter with the Associated Press. It's about celebrations in 2019. It's called American Evolution, and it's the 400th anniversary of the first legislative session in Virginia. They're also taking steps at Jamestown to recognize the role played by African Americans. That's when, a few weeks after the first legislative session, two ships arrived carrying 30 Africans who were traded to the colonists for food and supplies. So there's a commemoration of that spot in Hampton. And also at Jamestown, they are part of the First Africans tour at the excavation site there. That includes the spot, the likely spot, where a slave named Angela first stepped off a boat to Jamestown.
Now, one of the goals after 400 years is to clear up misunderstandings about slavery. One is that slaves were dropped into a fully established white society in America, and another that the mainland British colonies were the first in the New World to deal in slaves.
Some historians want to put this arrival of Africans in Virginia in context. At the time, 400 years ago, the Europeans themselves were not a native species. Those were the indigenous American Indians. And even though these first slaves arrived in 1619, by that time, more than 500,000 enslaved Africans had already crossed the Atlantic and were placed into European colonies in the Caribbean.
The point being that Africans were here at the beginning and played important roles in creating the colonies, something that history has sometimes overlooked. In our next story, the University of Virginia has completed a study of slavery in its own history, and the last in a series of reports has been released.
This story is by Ruth Servin Smith. She's a reporter with the Daily Progress. She writes about the President's Commission on Slavery at the University of Virginia, which recently completed a report looking back at decades of slavery and mistreatment of slaves and free black workers at the university. It found that more than 100 enslaved people at a time lived and worked at the university before the Civil War.
David, one of the points of focus in this report is the UVA Medical School.
In its early years, the students learned by using cadavers that were dug up and stolen from black cemeteries. The report notes an incident in 1834 where an Albemarle farmer came upon five men digging up a former slave's grave, and he shot at them. It turns out that these were five UVA students who later complained that the man had, quote, interfered with their medical education.
But as the story points out, this was not limited to students and not limited to the Charlottesville area.
The report also finds that the medical college turned to what were known as resurrectionists in Norfolk, Richmond, and Baltimore, who targeted African-American cemeteries. The report noted that this practice actually continued into the 20th century.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.